He's terrific at it.
And this is also a case of somebody wanting to work and live in L.A. The Good Morning Football show, even though the NFL Network is based in the bowels of SoFi Stadium. Yet she and they, that show, do the show from New York. So to be on that show, you're tough to do it from L.A. since it's a New York-based show. So she was one of those that said, not only do I want to, I think her specific quote was, I want a seat at the big boy table. And she views doing studio work for Thursday Night Football as a bigger platform than doing Good Morning Football.
Fascinating. I mean, it really is. It's a big move.
It's 15 games. We don't know how many millions of people are going to be watching each week. We know how many were watching Thursday Night Football on Fox. They were getting around 14-plus million people every Thursday.
And I have no idea if Prime will get a third of that. It's probably the non-football football thing I am most interested in heading into this year. And I'm guessing the NFL is more interested than I am of how this takes off or doesn't.
Well, here's what I'm wondering, because they have not finalized where Sunday Ticket's going, right?
No. One more year on DirecTV.
Yes.
That's the only spot you will get it. And we may have slipped up from time to time when talking about that, about not emphasizing that enough. This is the final year of the NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV. That is the exclusive home to the package for this year.
And I wonder, because the word is they're going to go with a streaming service. I'm wondering, are they going to hold off to see how the first couple weeks work with Thursday Night Football on Amazon? To see whether or not the volume, and I understand the companies involved, and in theory they can handle this, but come on now, we've seen many a rollout in which there's websites and there's streaming involved in which there are glitches. There's like, wow, we thought we could handle this. When we tested it, everything was fine.
Well, the other part of this on the streaming side that is incredibly relevant to the two of us is the world is going to gambling. We are gambling more than we ever have before. And one of the things about gambling that is there is live betting. And I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where we're going to be betting pass or run on every play type thing. But if you're live betting a game, in the stream 60 to 90 seconds behind actual game time, that's a bad thing. And I don't know what they can do about that, David. That seems to be a problem to me.
Listen,
doesn't have a problem for me watching it. If I'm 60 seconds, I don't care. You know, if you're doing the game wherever and I'm streaming it and my text to you about a certain play happens to be 60 seconds late, I'm sorry.
Right.
But it's not infecting my enjoyment of the game. But there's such a move to gambling and live gambling, and the streaming throws a little wrench in that.
Well, heck, there's a delay in a network broadcast between what's happening live at the stadium and when you are seeing it sitting at home.
But that lag is at least another 60 seconds behind when you're on the streaming end.
We've talked about this with golf. It's a sport that could be a gambling, boom. I mean, you could bet every shot in theory. I mean, it takes on average around 13, 15 minutes to play a hole. Well, you've got a 5-minute walk in between first, second shot, another 5 or so minute walk in between second and third shot on a par four. I mean, it's time to place bets. Problem is, a lot of the golf that you see is not live.
You know, I just got to interrupt this because we were talking about gambling. My bookie just hit me up and said, I owe you $100.
Wow.
That's a good bookie right there.
Had you forgotten?
Totally. It was our FGCU women's bet.
Against Va Tech. We were getting points.
That's a good bookie right there, all right?
We were getting points. You go, what do you think? I go, they're going to win. They're going to win. You sure? Actually, yeah. He's like, well, we're getting points. And we're getting like 7.5 or something. I'm like, oh, hard. Bet it hard. That was our degenerate moment of 2022.
Yes, we bet women's college basketball.
Yes,
okay?
We did. We bet hard.
Where are you going to go?
Right. Kind of felt like we knew what we were talking about there. Which, let's face it, when you're gambling, most times you don't. Miller and Moulton here on the Florida Sports Network. But just...
I think you're on to something, though. I know Amazon's a behemoth. I get it.
Right.
Do you think the first Thursday night football game goes on without glitches?
What's the first Thursday game again?
I guess it's week two. It's the Chargers-Chiefs.
Right. It's on the
15th. First Amazon game. Sorry.
Oh, no. There will be glitches. No, I'm willing to bet a large amount of money that there will be glitches. Just like there is now. There are people who are constantly sending out on Twitter their frustration in which they buy league pass. Doesn't matter the league in question. And they've bought this and they bought that. And they go to it and the game's not available. And they take a screenshot and they send it out. And they're like, how can this be? I'm paying for this, this, and this. How can I not watch? And it doesn't matter. It could be hoops, baseball, whatever it is. How in the world can I not get this game? You would have to think some of that will happen on September 15th when the Chiefs are hosting the Chargers. Right?
Well, yes.
If you're the NFL, though, you can't have this with Sunday Ticket. You can't have a one-week glitch either. I mean, people will lose their minds over it.
We've already had it with the Apple TV baseball that had, and that's just a Friday night baseball game.
Right. And I don't care if it is the Yankees or the Red Sox or what have you. It ain't a Sunday ticket.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
So that's why I think if I'm the NFL, and the word is that the finalists are ESPN Plus, Apple. The finalists are streaming services. That's where the most money's on the table. Boy, if I'm the NFL, I may wait into the season. I mean, what's the hurry? We don't need to do this till September of 2023. Why do I have to have this deal done in June or July? Don't I want to see how this Amazon thing's going to go?
The only thing I would wonder is that, because there is a lot of thought that when DirecTV said they were out, well, they've backed off of that. They may not be totally out. They may have this because the NFL, there's still talk that the NFL wants an over-the-air type of network to have the Sunday ticket, that they're not ready to go all streaming, that there could be two avenues, that it could be DirecTV and an Apple TV or an Amazon. If you're DirecTV and you're thinking about getting in this game and they screw up, you would think that would give you an advantage, but it is the NFL after all. What type of break are they going to give you to make sure it runs right?
None.
Exactly.
For the record. There is no home discount with the National Football League.
No, I mean a discount for something that works versus something that doesn't.
Yeah, I still don't think the NFL.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Even if you're sitting there at the table going, we can give you a little bit less, but we can guarantee it would work. And they would go, I'm sorry, what was the first part of that sentence again? Well, you're making about $22 billion a year right now in television revenue. You could afford a little bit less to make sure this works. And they'd look around and go, no, actually we can't.
Because the fact of the matter is they're going to have some sort of satellite service. There are too many places that don't get high-speed internet that the streaming's not going to work for. And the NFL's not going to miss out on those folks.
And as we've mentioned, how is the whole streaming thing going to work with sports bars? And if you're sitting in the room with the NFL, you go, yeah, I get it. I know. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. But part of what we've done really well, better than I would argue all the rest of the leagues, is that every single one of our games has been readily available to a potential customer.
And the sports bar industry got killed on Saturdays when basically you can get every game at home. When ESPN says the ABC game's now on ESPN2 or whatever the case may be by region. The NFL, 1 o'clock, there's not a sports bar that's not jammed on Sundays. That's a big part of their audience.
Right. Because, by the way, most of all the sports bars are not factored into quote-unquote ratings. They're trying to get better at that and factor that in. So when you see, you know, hey, the 425 game on Fox did 22 million people. Oftentimes that's 22 million people sitting at home. That doesn't include the sports bars. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, thanks so much for being with us. Well, last night was a chance for a whole lot of people to eliminate some interesting teams. Toronto couldn't eliminate Tampa. Carolina couldn't eliminate Boston. LA couldn't eliminate Edmonton in the NHL. Only one team able to close it out. So that's three game sevens in hockey. Miami said to Philly, we ain't going seven. But Dallas said to Phoenix, oh, we're doing this. But we got five game sixes tonight. Five. Start with hockey. Panthers get it done?
Yes. I think the Florida Panthers win tonight.
They are the better team. We knew that going in. They have now finally in the series began to show that they're the better team.
It sounds overly simplistic, David, but they got to five in game five. They had trouble scoring in this series. Washington had slowed them down enough. I think they found their – they gelled a little bit and found their offense. I love Florida tonight.
I don't love them tonight. Here's the reason why I don't love them. I think both the Caps and the Penguins that this is kind of it for the core of what they've been able to accomplish. You know, the Penguins went back-to-back winning cups in 16 and 17. Haven't won a playoff series since. Caps won it in 18. Haven't won a playoff series since. I think they've gone about as far as they can go with all of the core players from those runs. Pittsburgh's got a couple of key guys whose contracts are up when this season is done. You know, Malkin's probably playing his last days in Pittsburgh. I think they're bat blank nuts if they don't bring Letang back and figure that out. I mean, he's their best defenseman.
I'm with you.
I mean, are you really going to replace him?
And super popular and all the other things that go. I mean, I don't know how you lose him.
He's the only guy that trusts back there. How are you going to lose him? But I don't know if you agree with that or not, and I do think the Penguins have been better at working a few more younger people in than the Caps, but it's why I give the Penguins much more of a shot tonight without Crosby than most everyone else is. First off, the Rangers have shown that they're soft. I'm sorry, they're soft, particularly on the road. And there is a core, there is a championship core in Pittsburgh. There's a small but championship core in Washington. And I mean, yeah, Mark,
the problem is both teams don't have good enough goaltending. That everything that you are saying, David, I believe 100%, particularly about championship pedigree, core players back, all of those things, I think you're 100% right on. Here's the deal. There's a guy playing goal for Pittsburgh that doesn't belong in the National Hockey League.
You're right about that.
The problem for the Rangers has been he's outplayed the guy who's been the best goalie in the league all year because that guy sucks right now.
Things you never thought would happen in a playoff series. The guy who's going to win the Goalie of the Year award and is a finalist for the MVP
is getting outplayed by Bobby Flay right now.
Guy should be in a beer league. I will say this, Samsonov's played really well, though, for Washington.
He has.
He's not long-term, but I will say for this week, he's played really well.
But they got to him in game five.
They did.
And I understand what you're putting it on, but Florida's the better team. They finally found their offense in game five. I think it continues. And I just don't think besides, here's the other point, David. If Washington wants to play goal for goal with the Panthers, and change a little bit of their style and say, all right, we've got to be a little bit more
aggressive. Oh, they're toast.
Well, then they're done.
They're toast. Absolutely, they're toast.
So they've got to play a style that's going to keep them a little bit more defensively, and I just don't know if that'll work against the Panthers in game six.
Celtics, can they go into Milwaukee and beat the Bucks to stay alive and force a game seven at home? A crushing home loss for the Celtics in game five. Up 14 in the fourth. Milwaukee hit, they threw up 6 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. They hit all six. Came all the way back, won it in the final 10 seconds.
I like the Bucks tonight at home. I just don't think the defending champ gets beaten in game six at home.
You know, we both liked Phoenix last night going on the road in Dallas, and they got beat by 27. What do we even make of Memphis and Golden State? Because Memphis has played two really good games without Ja, and they're 21-6 this year without him.
I wouldn't bet this game because I think the number's too big. I think Golden State will win, but that 8 is a lot to be laying in a game like this with the way that Memphis has played in this series.
Yeah, I'm taking the 8 all day.
I don't disagree. I wouldn't bet it.
All day.
I would stay away from that game.
Golden State better win tonight. Better win tonight. I know that the more experience and championship pedigree and all that, but they ain't what they used to be. Boy, the West looks like it has a chance to completely open up in the NBA. I mean, is Luka going to single-handedly dismantle the 64-win Suns?
I don't think so. Home teams have taken care of business.
He is. And he's going to go to the finals, and he's going to meet the Heat, and it's going to be Heat-Mavs Part 3. And the Warriors are going to blow a 3-1 lead.
Man.
I'd bet you on both, for the record.
That's out there. But let's see how many Game 7s we can get. We already have 3 in hockey. We have a chance for 3 more. We already have 1 in the NBA. We have a chance for 2 more. So we're guaranteed 4 Game 7s. And we have a chance to have 9.
Not too shabby.
It's a pretty good weekend of sports, potentially.
Not too shabby right there.
I love how two teams who really have no history, you usually see this in hockey more than basketball, but I do think it is legit. Dallas and Phoenix genuinely don't like one another right now. Luka is unlikable if you're on the other team. And Chris Paul is kind of unlikable if you're on the other team.
As we were talking about Butler, Chris Paul's got a lot of that in him. I don't know if he's that way, but I mean, on the court, he's a blankety blank to play against. And I mean that as the utmost compliment.
He manipulates the game.
And then meanwhile, think about the home teams tonight in the NBA. Are there two more likable teams than Milwaukee and Golden State? I mean, only Draymond. There's only one player on both teams that anybody goes, I don't like him.
Yeah, I would say Milwaukee's got it more than Golden State because Draymond Green is maybe the most hated player in the league.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's a love him or hate him, too, because you either like Draymond or you absolutely cannot stand him.
Him or Pat Bev.
I just think that, you know, yeah, you got Draymond and he's yelling at people, complaining about calls, and he's, you know, kind of instigating the fans behind the bench, and he's doing it playfully.
Well, yeah, whatever the song they were playing, he's dancing right there with them. They're down 40. He's dancing on the court. I mean, that's stuff.
But then they show a shot of Steph, you know, and he's still got those, you know, beautiful eyes and that still a little bit of a baby face. And he's got that smile. And you watch the way he plays and you go, God, Draymond drives me nuts. But, man, I love Steph.
When Dre was dancing, Steph was just smiling.
Are there two more popular players in that league right now than Giannis and Steph? And they're both at home tonight trying to close out series and go to a conference final.
No.
No, not from the standpoint of popular, meaning no one dislikes him.
Right. And they're both stars.
Absolutely.
Luka has a huge following internationally as well.
Yes, but he's also not liked.
Yeah, but you can't find four people that dislike Giannis and Steph combined. Miller and Moulton. Florida Sports Network.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
The home stretch, Miller and Moulton. Thanks so much for being with us, Florida Sports Network. I'll tell you what. I know how my wife feels.
What?
Exactly. Honey, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Felipe has a gift because, you know, this shift's killing him. And so he's kind of with us, but not really mentally and emotionally throughout the show. Physically, he still has not adjusted to this shift. My guess is it's going to happen here soon. Because he doesn't have college. So he's going to become a morning guy. But he doesn't pay attention to our show.
No.
Kind of like most husbands don't pay attention to their significant other when they're being talked to. And so we had a segment 3 hours ago in which we pulled out a heat stat, you know, catering to young Felipe. You know, we entered his wheelhouse. And it was a stat that he had not heard. And it's the fact that since Pat Riley left the Knicks and went to the Heat 25 plus years ago, that once the Heat start playing games in the Eastern Conference Finals next week, they will have played more games in the Conference Finals than any other franchise since Riley join the Heat. That's a tremendous credit to him as an executive. Felipe looked the both of us dead in the eyes about 60 seconds before we were coming out of break and said, hey, I don't know if you guys know, but since Pat Riley joined the Heat, and Miller and Moulton stared at one another like, no. There's no way he is doing this to us. I mean, he got this from us.
Right.
There's no way he is quoting us and not realizing he's quoting us to us. And so I would like to apologize again to my wife.
I'm going to do this to my wife this weekend. She's going to tell me something today, and I'm going to try to say it back to her on Sunday. It's mine.
Just to see the reaction.
Exactly.
I think everybody should do that once this weekend.
I agree.
If you could do it 3 hours apart, which is what happened in our, 6 o'clock hour to 9 o'clock hour, that would be fantastic. But so I would like to apologize again to my wife. Mark, you as well?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know what? All you guys, let's face it, we're guilty. Just, you know what? Next time you see your wife or your girlfriend, significant other, whoever it may be, just walk right up to them, look them in the eyes and go, you know what? I'm sorry. And they go, what for? You just go, for all the times I did not pay attention.
It was one of those things where right before I said it, I thought, where the hell did I hear this from?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
No, I did. No, I swear.
You didn't. Because we could see your face, and it happened when our faces began to contort and look at one another like, he does not realize the path he is walking down.
But he I just is said, what the hell, down. And I said it anyway.
Right.
I don't remember. Whatever.
Justify exactly. It however you wish to justify it, Felipe.
That's what happened, that's and I'm sticking to it.
That's fantastic. I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize to my college professors. Right.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do this.
Leave it to the oldest guy in the show, and definitely the oldest soul, to live in the past. Here's David Moulton with Today Was the Day.
We got to do something with that.
Yeah, I know.
I think that thing's on its last legs.
I agree.
So like the old cassette and the 8-track that you wear out?
Something like that.
Mark, I'm only going back to 1940. Churchill just became prime minister. His first address to the House of Commons. Remember, they're being bombed by the Germans. And he looks at him and he says, quote, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. That was enough.
Seems to be enough.
Seems to be going on again. Today was an interesting day in 1958. Stan Musial got his 3,000th hit. He wasn't done. He'd get 630 more of them. But Vice President Nixon's motorcade was attacked by a mob in Venezuela on this day in 58. Fortunately, the vice president was okay. A few of the Secret Service were not. They got beat up. Took them a while for that motorcade to speed out of the situation.
Right.
1965, the Rolling Stones recorded Satisfaction on this day in 65, and then a year later, Mark, they released Paint It Black.
Heard they did pretty well.
That'll play, as they say?
Yes.
Off the tee? That'll play? Satisfaction, Paint It Black? I did not know this. 55 years ago today, 1967, boxing began testing the octagonal boxing ring, trying to avoid corner injuries. So instead of four corners, they, I guess, were testing an eight-corner ring. I have never seen a picture of a boxing ring that...
in an octagon.
That didn't look...
like a boxing ring.
Thank you.
Obviously, the testing didn't go very well. They'd leave that for the UFC.
1973, this is the match that most people forget. They remember when Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs. You know, the whole battle of the sexes. And but Riggs first played Margaret Court Smith, or Smith Court, on Mother's Day and humiliated her. And she was at, you know, near the end, but she, you know, all those majors.
Right.
She was the biggest champion in the sport. And Riggs is 20 years older than her. And on Mother's Day, and beat her like 6-1, 6-1. That's why, and people thought Billie Jean King was going to get destroyed when she played Riggs a few months later. Or next year, whenever it was. 76, the ninth and final ABA championship. Julius Erving and the New York Nets beat Dan Issel and the Denver Nuggets 4-2.
And the end of the greatest basketball league on earth was then ended.
And then the Nets, who were welcomed into the NBA, but they had to pay their debts, sold off Dr. J to the 76ers. Nets got to enter the league just without the Doc, who then went to Philly and took them to the finals against Portland. In 77, Howard Stern's broadcasting career began today, 45 years ago, on WRNW in Briarcliff Manor, New York.
Flamethrower.
Yep, no question. It was 41 years ago today, the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II. He was critically wounded by that young Turk, who he then later forgave.
Was the Pope.
I understand that.
That's kind of the whole premise of the religion.
Well, I understand that.
And he's kind of the front guy.
Right. But that's when it happens to somebody else.
If he can't do it, who could do it?
I know there was a lot of pressure on him to do it, but still. I mean, you can forgive 3 billion people, but do you have to forgive him? Also, he did so publicly. Met with him, sat with him, prayed with him. I don't know.
Remarkable, it is.
Right. I think most of us go, wow. 1985, maybe this was a bigger deal in the Northeast, but Wilson Good was mayor of Philadelphia, and they were having a standoff with a black separatist group, and he gave the okay for the Philadelphia Police Department to bomb the said black separatist group, who was stashed out in the middle of a big row of homes. Yeah, they killed 11 people. They also set fire to 61 homes. It brought no meaning to, you know, it dropped the bomb on me.
Wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1993, the final episode of Knott's Landing after 14 years on CBS.
Can't believe that show lasted that long.
18 years ago, final episode of Frasier on NBC. They went out on top. They had 33 million people watch their final episode. Best,
probably top three spinoff, if not top one.
Top three. For sure. Yeah. Very popular. Well done. The first time the TPC was played in May was 15 years ago. Phil won it by 2 over Sergio. You remember Phil Mickelson?
Heard of him.
Right. It was 10 years ago today, Man City won the Premier League for the first time. 10 years ago. Now they're a powerhouse. And it was 3 years ago, Felicity Huffman pled guilty in that whole college admission scandal. Can you believe that's been 3 years ago? Joe Louis, Richie Valens, and B. Arthur, all born on this day and no longer with us. How about that dichotomy?
All I have is the movie Airheads when they wanted naked pictures of B. Arthur. That's just all I can think of whenever I hear her name.
Well, she would have been 100 today.
Happy birthday.
Harvey Keitel is 83. How old do you think Stevie Wonder is?
Oh, he's got to be 70, 71, somewhere in there.
72 years old. I thought he was
older. Saginaw, Michigan right there.
I thought he was a little older. Bobby Valentine's also 72. Dennis Rodman is 61. Sean McDonough is 60. Stephen Colbert is 58. Chris Washburn is 57. Darius Rucker is 56. Mike Bibby and Barry Zito are both 44. Robert Pattinson is 36. He's been playing parts 15 years younger than that forever. P.K. Subban is 33. Tyrann Mathieu is 30. And that is Today Was the Day.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
Mitch Gilbert's our good today. And I don't know if all of you will think this is good because it puts a lot of pressure on you. Mitch has been married for 25 years, and he really loves his wife, Denise. So what he did was buy billboards all over Bonita Springs, Estero, and South Fort Myers saying, "Hey, Denise Gilbert, after 25 years of marriage, you still do it for me. Happy anniversary. Love, Mitchell." That's a lot of pressure for the rest of us husbands. Good for you. For the bad, we go to India, where parents say they've used up their savings raising their son, paying for his pilot's training, as well as his lavish wedding. Now they are suing him if he doesn't give them a grandchild.
Wow.
They are demanding $650,000 if no grandchild is born within a year.
Damn.
No comment from the son and the wife. The lawsuit was filed on grounds of mental harassment by the parents. Finally, the ugly, we go to the UK, where apparently now, in the UK, calling a man bald while at work can be deemed sexual harassment. After electrician Tony Finn was fired, he sued his former employer for unfair dismissal and sexual harassment after he was fired last May. Apparently, his supervisor referred to him as a fat, bald, well, word I could never say on radio. He had been employed by the business for 24 years. He won both of his claims, and now in the UK, apparently, calling a man bald was compared to a man commenting on the size of a woman's tatas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems to be a leap.
And by a leap, we think off of a cliff. And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. On National Blame Someone Else Day, May the 13th, 2022.
Got a lot of that going on today. All right. It's a Turner night for hockey. Rangers, Penguins, Panthers, Caps, TNT and TBS respectively. You can also watch Panthers on Bally Sports. And then the late games on TNT, Calgary, and Dallas. It's an ESPN night in the NBA. Two games, 7:30 and 10. Boston, Milwaukee, Memphis, and Golden State. Since it's Friday, everybody's in action in baseball. The Marlins are home for Milwaukee. It's a 6:40 start.
I'm calling for a Brewers one-run victory.
And the Rays are home for Toronto. Two teams trying to stay.
That's a pretty good series worth catching a game for.
It sure is. And they're trying to stay within, both of them, within shouting distance of the red-hot Yankees. So there you have it.
Terrific sports night. Last night should be an amazing sports weekend with all these game sixes, a couple of game sevens on the horizon.
Well, already have four game sevens between hockey and basketball with the potential of nine.
How many do we get?
Six.
I'm going seven.
Man, that's a lot.
It really is.
What a weekend that'll be.
By the way, who gets it done, Tampa or Toronto?
Tampa, baby.
Tampa breaks their heart and just rips it out. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network.